Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Well, good morning. Good windy morning. It is the drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. He actually went to a movie. And I want to ask him about that because, frankly, I forgot you can even go to movies. And my boy Bob Odenkirk has a movie out right now. My boy. I've never met him, but he's a Saluki. So now he and I are, like, tight. That's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming he's out there basically wanting to meet me as well. So one of these days, maybe it'll all happen. Derek Piper, we don't get to do this often, and we will talk baseball later, but the Cardinals just had a sweep.
Yeah, how about that?
Can I brag?
You should. I was hoping it would work out for you.
Oh, my. I mean, I've been pining for 2 weeks or more to put Goldschmidt at third in the order with Arenado fourth and get somebody else ahead of them for RBI chances, et cetera. And I know everybody, you know, I understand why you do it, that you want to get your best two hitters as many bats as possible, as many at-bats as possible. I get that, but I just didn't like the way the lineup looked, especially if you're a pitcher and you're able to get through those guys in the first inning. Now you just kind of set sail for two or three until you have any danger again. So they put, of course, Dylan Carlson in the two-hole. He's been unworldly. Or otherworldly, or whatever the word I'm looking for, he's been like MVP level. Of course, nobody's Fernando Tatis MVP level right now, which we can talk about. But Carlson has like 8 hits or something, or 7 since he went to the two-hole, and the Cardinals have not lost since they switched around that lineup. So Derek Piper, as I said on Twitter, hashtag I win. I'm going to take it. I'm taking this and running. Now, if they lose the next 10, then I'll just slowly hide back in my rabbit hole.
But enjoy it for now.
Yeah, exactly.
All we got is today right now for you to brag about it, and you should. It was a good weekend for the birds. The wind is blowing up here because, you know, the broom sweeping across the field there. It's from the southwest.
I like that.
Blowing into Champagne.
I like that. And the Cubbies had swept the Mets, so both teams.
There you go.
Actually have sweeps this year.
There you go. We needed one. We needed to make up some ground where last Friday we were talking about being in last place. I know it's early, but survived a couple of ninth inning scares, more so on Friday.
Yes.
I will preface this by saying I'm listening to all this on the radio, John Rooney and Mike Shannon, as I'm painting my house and doing all that stuff. So I have not seen live the Yachty home run or the two home runs by O'Neill yesterday, but good to always come away with a inside the division sweep. And
no doubt.
Let's keep it rolling.
And I tell you what, it was a little dangerous with Jordan Hicks getting into some trouble. And then Alex Reyes.
He's been really good until this point.
They have. But and Reyes is 5 for 5, I believe, on saves. So he keeps getting into trouble and then wiggling out of it. And, of course, both of those pitchers have enough out pitches to escape trouble, but you certainly don't want to see that continue. The Cubbies, after sweeping the Mets, they then welcomed the Brewers and what was that in Milwaukee or was that at Wrigley? It was in Chicago, and they lost 2 of 3 to the Brewers. They won the first game 15-2. So the Cubbies now 10-11. The Cardinals now 11-10. One game separates those two powerhouse clubs in the NL Central.
Trevor's Jake Arrieta prop cash yesterday, though.
Yeah, it
so
did.
There's that.
I didn't bet it. By the way,
I didn't either.
Did either of you guys follow suit with the NHL last night?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay. I mean, I was dishing out dimes, as the kids like to say. And
I've got a beef with FanDuel because I was trying to get in on the Kopech.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even have the game.
No, did they ever post it?
Nope.
Wonder
I
why.
Waited for like 3 hours. The game was just never there.
Is it because of the pitching? I mean, will they maybe hold back a game because they don't know who's starting, even though it seemed like everybody knew Kopech was going to start?
Yeah, and by 30 minutes before the game, you know who's starting.
That is weird. To all of us, listen to us, our little problems we have. 5,000 things you could bet on, and we're like, where's the White Sox game? We got to talk Illinois basketball. Is there any news, Derek Piper, as we sit here at 4:10 on April 26th, I mean, the Twitter world, the Illinois world, Illinois fans were turned upside down last week with the news that Orlando Antigua and Shin Coleman could possibly be heading to Kentucky. But as we sit here today, as far as we know, nothing has happened on that front, either good or bad.
Correct. Nothing has happened to this point. Both guys, you got Shin down in the Bahamas right now.
Oh, nice.
You got Orlando in the Dominican.
Wow.
I saw he posted a snap story of him on the beach.
Good for him. Good for them both.
So yeah. I know with Antigua in particular, he has told people that he won't be back in town till Friday.
Okay.
Doesn't plan to make a decision until he gets back into town. Now, That actually how it's going to play out? Is he going to have his mind made up at some point? If he takes sit back with a couple Coronas, he's like, yeah, you know, I actually want to go this way. This is my decision. clearly, his phone's been blowing up with updates from his agent and all kind of offerings and whatnot. Now, as we mentioned on Friday, Kentucky had a lot of their attention, pretty much all their attention, yes, on Terrence Clark and
his family. No doubt.
With his passing. Now it seems like, I saw some reports this morning, Matt Jones, we've referenced before, mm-hmm, Kentucky Sports Radio, said that Kentucky has now countered or matched Illinois' offer, which was reported of 4 years over $1 million. I'm hearing about 1.2,
okay,
is what Illinois came in on a four-year deal. Now, normally, assistant coach contracts are 2 years.
Oh.
So you get that extra guarantee of 4 years.
Okay.
But, yeah, like you said, nothing official. If we are waiting till Friday, it's going to be a very long week. and we'll see what comes of that. And it's kind of similar things with Chin. Just haven't heard a ton about it being done one way or the other. They still want him. Their reporters are still saying he's their guy that they've targeted,
yeah,
as the next domino after Antigua, assuming that goes their way. So you have Kentucky assuming this is going to turn out well for them, which, look, the way that Kentucky basketball and recruits or whatever, if they assume things go their way, yep, I understand why, because they do a lot of
times.
They
usually do.
So we'll take that with a little bit of grain of salt, but there is something to notice there. And, of course, with Illinois, as we talked about the 2 days heading into the weekend, it would be a huge, huge loss for Illinois. It'd be a huge response by Josh Whitman if he were, which it sounds like he has, to pony up. And if that can work to bring him back, that would be a really big deal.
It would obviously be a large loss for the future when it comes to recruits, et cetera, in the future. But you also worry about the present and the idea that a guy like Andre Curbelo, who is now going to be the face of your program, is a guy that Orlando Antigua brought in here. And he's probably, well, I don't think there's any doubt. He is the main reason and the reason that Andre Curbelo came to Illinois. And that doesn't mean that Curbelo then would, cut bait and just say, all right, wherever you go, I'm going. I'm heading to Kentucky with you. And you talk about just an absolute triple whammy. That would be, I don't know that I could handle that day. But certainly you worry about that in the present, in the sense that if Curbelo stays, I feel really good about this program for the next 3 years. I still feel good about the program. Don't get me wrong. But that is your guy, and that is college basketball's guy, maybe, for the next 3 years. Somebody that, we always compare him to Cassius Winston, whether you compare their styles on the court or not, but certainly the impact that Cassius Winston had at Michigan State is similar, I think, to the kind of impact Andre Curbelo not only had this year, but will have for however long he's here. And so that's the thing that just absolutely kind of makes you sick to your stomach to think, oh, my. You know, one decision that would be really bad for Illinois could be really, really bad. And if Chin leaves, really, really, really bad. And I'm not ready for the triple dog dare whammy or whatever you call it.
That last one, because I agree with you, if you are able to keep Curbelo and what you already are in store to have come back, now we don't know, even if Curbelo were to stay, maybe that means Brandon Podziemski says he's out,
right.
Omar Payne, who was recruited by Orlando, is no longer there. And if you don't get Kofi back, you have a major issue there at the five spot. And at this point, you're not going to be able to be like, hey, Georgie, actually, we need you back. Not that they told him to go away, but like, no, we really, really need you. So that would be off the table as well. But yeah, you look around college basketball, you look around the Big Ten. Some of these recent really good teams, Maryland was good, Anthony Cowan,
yeah.
Indiana when they were up, Yogi Ferrell.
Good call.
You mentioned Cassius there. So that's what you're trying to build here with Curbelo, and everything is set up for him.
Yes.
I think even if, look, Antigua was his guy. There's no doubt you're not getting tapped in and plugged into that recruitment without him. But since he's been here, he's definitely developed a good relationship with Brad, and that was the case even later on in the recruitment as you were trying to get him to come to Illinois over Miami and his other options. And you think back to Ann Arbor in that game when Curbelo jumps into Brad's arm. There's a relationship there. We
totally agree.
It's easy just to, and not to discount the lead recruiter relationship and all of that, but of course that's not, again, to take away from what him and Brad have. So you'd say to Curbelo, man, we built this whole thing around you. The way we recruit, we think about putting pieces around you.
Yeah.
And it sounds like NBA scouts are already calling on that dude, which
really
doesn't necessarily shock or surprise me at all.
Wow.
Because the other pieces of his game, and when I say other outside of the jump shot, which of course is the thing that sticks out, especially for the next level, he's be able to shoot the three. If he gets that, he's got the quickness and the fact that no one can one-on-one stay in front of him.
No.
He pairs that with the rest of his game, and maybe he's not a Cassius four-year guy.
Is there anybody in the NBA that doesn't shoot well? I mean, I'm kind of asking that tongue-in-cheek, but
there are.
You can get away with it, right? If Curbelo wasn't lights out from the perimeter, he can get away with it if he's dishing out 12 to 14 assists a night, correct? I mean, that's...
Yeah, he doesn't have to be lights out. He's got to be capable.
Yeah,
you think of a guy like Rondo. Mm-hmm. Like Rondo that's was true. Never a very good shooter. Now, he's been one that can knock down an occasional jump shot. It's just...
And athletic as heck.
That, too.
Freaky.
And a very good defender.
Yeah, well, true.
Which I don't know that Curbelo's ever going to be that.
Man. And again, it'd be a great problem, and we'd love it for these kids if they're able to move on to the NBA, and even quicker than 4 years, no doubt. But, man, yeah, that's something that just kind of scares you as an Illini fan, because Andre Curbelo is going to be one of those kids. If he stayed here, we said this before he even got here, that if he stays here 4 years, he will go down, I think, in the record books at Illinois, maybe actually in records, but certainly with... You look back on that time at Illinois and you'd be like, man, his run at Illinois was incredible. And I just think that will happen. Now, obviously, he'd have to stay here and then he'd have to be here for 4 years or even three. I'm fine with that. I won't get too greedy. I mean, I was okay with Io at three. I'll be fine with Kobe
at three.
Were you
okay with Darren at three?
I was fine with Darren at three.
Derek Harper three?
I think he was three. That's right.
I thought, okay.
Myers was two. I need three out of them. Then go make your money. That's kind of the way I look at
it.
Get
Kofi on the line.
Get Kofi.
Lon needs three.
That's probably,
definitely needs
probably
three.
What he's waiting to hear. And then he'll make his decision, you know. So here
but
I am.
Isn't that what's crazy right now is just everything, seemingly, maybe not everything, but most things within the program are on hold right now.
Oh, it's
like, I was writing a recruiting piece. And you know, I mean, most of the recruits are being pursued by either O or Chin, and it's like, everything is on hold.
Right?
Because you wait for these guys.
I mean, like Podziemski, he could still, I mean, has he signed?
He signed,
yeah. He signed. So you've pretty much got him for a year.
He could get out of it.
He can't.
If
Chin
were to leave and he said, hey, I was recruited by Chin, I'm requesting my release.
Okay.
You would assume you get a release.
Wow. Okay. Man, I don't even want to go down even further into that rabbit hole. So I'm going to stay away from that one. But yeah, there's plenty to, and you're right. Everything is on hold right now. And I even asked you when we sat down, I'm like, is there still a spot left scholarship wise? And I think there is, right? With the Hamlin. And you correct. And I, we were all three of us, you, Trevor, and I were all using our hands to count. Like, you know, if I'm John Gross, and I can count. So we were literally sitting there. Okay, you lost these guys. You added these guys. Trent and DeMonte don't count, so there's two open scholarships for them, even though they can still play. And Kofi, we don't know yet quite if he's coming back, and certainly you're going to save a spot for Kofi. But with Hamlin leaving, now it feels like you've got one more. And Adam Miller, in your mind, is out of the picture.
Out of the picture.
Nope. Okay. And maybe
he's
LSU.
He's going to announce May 1st, I believe.
Okay.
And LSU has been the recent talk. Now, there's been some speculation on Kentucky's end, if they were to get Chin, would he then follow them to Kentucky? Okay. I don't know.
What a weird thing. Isn't that weird?
I don't really know Kentucky's scholarship situation off the back of my hand.
You look at Mark Smith. He came here. You won that recruitment. You had Tom Izzo sitting at a Hardee's in Belleville. And somehow you end up getting Mark Smith. And then he comes out and plays one season. He's not happy. Things don't go the way he thought they would. And then he takes off. And you're just like, okay, well, then go. Then you look at a guy like Adam Miller that comes here. He starts every game for a team that was ranked second in the country going into the NCAA tournament. He posts good numbers. You look ahead and think, oh, my gosh, Adam Miller, you could average 18 a game next year. With Curbelo alongside, I mean, you guys could be a partnership that could dominate in college basketball. And then all of a sudden, he's gone. And it's like, what the heck? I don't know. I would love to make Brad Underwood money, but I would not want to deal with the headache that these guys deal with on a daily basis, especially Brad right now. Can you imagine him? I hope he's not on vacation trying to enjoy himself.
I think he was on vacation last week. I don't know if he's still on vacation.
So picture your worst vacation, and not due to weather, not due to any of that. And you're sitting there and here, Brad, I'm going to head down to the beach, get some sun. And on the way down in the elevator, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I could be losing my two top assistants. My guard that was a stud is now leaving. Kofi's declaring, which he knew that in Iowa. That's not it. Mm-hmm. But, okay, go enjoy your time in the sun, Brad. I mean, come on.
The Wisconsin Mr. Basketball that we just got could be out if Chin's out. Who on the roster? Omar Payne, who was the fix at the big man. Even if Kofi doesn't come back, he could be out if Antigua's out.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think one more point on the Miller situation. If you're, say you're Chin, and you do go to Kentucky, mm-hmm. and you're like, all right, you've probably heard of him. You talk to Cal, and you're like, Adam Miller, I'm sure you're familiar.
Yeah.
Now, he could come here, and we could be number two in the country, and he could start every game. And he wouldn't be happy, though, if he's not showcased as the guy. Like, Kentucky's not the spot to be like, unless I'm the guy, unless I'm getting all the shots and they're running the offense through me, I'm not going to be happy.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that's the spot for you.
No. I think Cal's going to take a hard pass. Maybe.
But I can tell you that in terms of, like, that relationship, Chin and Adam, from Adam's perspective or Adam's family's perspective, the blame is on Brad. They think it's Brad's fault that he wasn't utilized this way or changes weren't made whatsoever. That's the way that goes.
I can't wait for Andrew to get to high school and start every varsity game of basketball his freshman year, and then I go to the coach and complain and just be like, well, what's the deal? I know my son's only 14 and he's thin, and I know, you know, that there were these juniors and seniors ahead of him that should have played, and I know you – did us a big favor by playing him, but I'm still not happy with the way. I mean, what? Wow. I don't think Andrew's going to start varsity as a freshman, by the way. That'd be great if he does. He better keep working. He was shooting baskets when I was leaving. I'm like, what is the point of shooting today? It's 50-mile-an-hour wind. You're not going to work on anything. Maybe shoot layups right now.
Left-handed layups.
Exactly, left-handed layups. Matt says, any chance Adam comes back if Curbelo leaves?
No.
This isn't an Andre Curbelo problem. With Adam Miller.
I don't think so.
Or maybe it is.
I mean,
maybe that's part of it.
Do you have some jealousy when it works out for Curbelo and he's the freshman who now you talk about having the keys for the future? Would there be some of that mixed in there?
Probably.
Potentially. But even if Curbelo's not here, you're not, based on what Adam has shown with his skill set, you're not saying, Adam, you're our point guard.
Yeah. And you're not going to be as good without Andre Curbelo.
Right.
You want him here. Andre Curbelo's not out there seeking 28 points a game.
No.
That's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to make everybody else better, including Adam Miller. And Adam Miller, I mean, if you were a guard or a big man and had a chance or a wing, I don't care who you are. If you're anybody and you could play with a guy like Curbelo that is strictly worried about racking up 10 assists a game and winning a basketball game, I don't know how you don't want to play with him.
That's the thing I've always thought about when you talk about who wants to play with Curbelo or how that dynamic works, and you're trying to sell maybe even a guy when we talked about Ty Washington and him wanting the ball in his hands quite a bit. The great thing about Curbelo is he's trying to, like you said, he's trying to set everyone else up. His game is to break down the defense and make the pass.
Yep.
That's where he thrives, and he embraces that.
Yep.
Now, compare that to, I'm just going to throw out Marcus Carr, but there's a lot of other point guards like it.
Good
okay,
point.
So anywhere within 30 feet of the basket, there's not a shot within that range that he doesn't like.
Exactly.
And that guy's going to put up 15 a game, and are there going to be times when you're open and he might take it? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Curbelo's not like that.
No, he's not. No, he's not. And that's the amazing thing with being able to play with a guy like that would be so fun. That's what would be so. Now, maybe if you're another point guard, you don't want to come to Illinois. I get that. I totally get that. But, yeah, it's interesting. It's just one of those things that it's a fluid situation. And here we sit today with no idea how fluid this is going to be because we're waiting on a big piece of information, and that's on Orlando Antigua. I mean, if Orlando Antigua says, I'm staying at Illinois, then I think we can all take a collective breath and just say, all right, well, I don't know yet about Chin. And don't get me wrong, I want Chin to stay as well, but I feel like your chances are a lot better if Orlando stays, that Chin stays, and then Curbelo for sure would stay. So
correct. Mm. And also, when you think about still pursuing more pieces, not only, again, Antigua staying would keep Curbelo, he recruited Alfonso Plummer, who's coming in, Omar Payne. He's trying to get Trey Mitchell for you.
Mm.
He's trying to write about Trey Mitchell today. It's like, all right, if O's not here, how does that work? Oh, wait, if O's not here, there's a spot for Tony Bergeron, who's Mitchell's former AAU or high school coach and at UMass, so he could technically get hired on the staff. So how would that work?
Oh.
It's kind of a mess. But you probed me for updates. We got the text line wanting to know. And see, the coaching search is my beat because you sat next to him at the spring game. The E.J. Liddell thing is your beat.
Oh, that's all about me.
So we need an update on E.J. Liddell.
I laughed about it the first day thinking, he's not coming here. I don't know. What's the old, where there's smoke, there's fire? Maybe it was just he's over here watching his buddy in an Illini spring football game on a Monday night during school. And, of course, again, he hasn't entered the transfer portal, so it's not like he could slide over here secretly and visit with Brad Underwood and profess his love for Brad and say, hey, I really want to come here and play for you. And if Kofi stays, I really want to be a four and showcase that ability. I mean, that didn't happen. You can't do that. It's not legal. And so that's the only thing that makes me think, all right, maybe he was just here watching a buddy. But, man, is it intriguing. And there is one spot open right now.
There is.
I mean, if we make that fair trade Hamlin for E.J. Liddell, you might as well talk Brock for Broglio back in the day. Sorry, Trevor. I mean that's how that would be, and I'd be fine with that. Love you, Jermaine, but you're no E.J. Liddell, that's for sure. By the way, last thing on this. I hate being bothered on vacation. So when I go on vacation, even if it's good news, I hate being bothered on vacation. So I feel bad for guys like Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman that they are finally get a vacation after a really long year, and they're finally enjoying some beach time, and it's like every second you're dealing with your agent, you're talking about this. Now, there's a flip side of this. I've never been on vacation where my employer or the other job is basically saying, Lon, we're going to increase your pay by about $700,000. You, when you get back to the States, are going to make over $1 million to do your job. I mean, imagine whatever you make now and compare that to the $500,000 that Orlando Antigua makes. So then pare it down to your percentage and imagine then whatever the percentage is going from 5 to 1.2 million of your job and how much you make. Let's say you make $50,000 and now your job is calling you on vacation going, look, we're going to offer you, when you come back, we're paying you $500,000. And I know that the guy down the street's wanting to pay you $500,000 as well. I mean, I could get used to that. You know, I'd be like, all right, can you imagine like your wife is just sitting there all relaxed or your husband's sitting there all relaxed and you're the one on the phone just, okay, well, what's going on now? Well, now they're wanting to pay me $1.2 million. Oh, well, what about the other place? Yeah, they're at $1.2 million as well. okay, I'm going to go get a drink. Point,
you turned the phone off and said, talk to you guys on Friday.
Exactly, which is probably what is happening more than anything here. I mean, that's one of those, hon, if you're going to the bar, I'll take a cold Bud Light. Actually, just bring me a bucket. Bring me a bucket, because it sounds like I'm going to make about a $700,000 raise. We can afford the bucket. Wow.
Sheesh.
That would be, I've never had a vacation like that.
No.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. I remember a vacation in San Antonio, Texas, when Stevie J called me. And I was getting ready to go down. They had a lazy river at this resort we were at. And I was getting ready to go down and meet a bunch of buddies. And Stevie calls me. And I sat in the room and talked to him about this job for about 30 minutes. And so when it got done, I finally went down there. And all my buddies are like, what's up? Where you been? I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm going to start doing a radio show when I get home. And they're like, what?
Is that right?
I'm like, true. I'm like, all right, where's the lazy river? Let's go. It was so funny. I'm like, okay. But it's true. It's like when I go on vacation, I want to unplug from the world. And I hate it for guys like you and Jeremy in the sense that it's a never-ending thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I still work on vacation. It's impossible anymore with cell phones to get away from work. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. If I need to take an hour of a day on a vacation and work, it is what it is, right? It's your livelihood. But certainly there are times where you just want to wake up in the morning. If you could promise me, Lon, nothing's going to happen to your mom. Nothing's going to happen to your kids. Everything is good for today. And if you could just wake up at 7 a.m., shut the phone off, and then go about your day for 24 hours, how incredible would that feel?
Sounds really nice.
It would be incredible. But that's not what we do anymore. We signed up for it with these cell phones, and that's where we're at.
We can all just agree, though, if we're just going to let Antigua set the bar.
Yes.
If you're going to call someone on vacation, you can answer and say, are you offering to more than double my salary? No. Okay, we're not talking.
Do not bother me again. I'll be home Friday. I love that. I like that idea, Derek. That's perfect. All right, a lot of people weighing in. 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. We're going to have Kevin Wheeler joining us at 505 KMOX in St. Louis, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Radio. He is just talented as can be. Kevin Wheeler to talk mainly Cardinals baseball. We'll ask him about the NL Central, and I want to ask him about this Dodgers-Padres series, which was incredible. So we'll do that. We're off just a little bit early today for Cardinals baseball against the Phillies. Cardinals and Phillies down and in St. Louis tonight. Adam Wayne,
Wayno against Wheeler. Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler.
Not Kevin Wheeler.
Yeah, right. Kevin Wheeler getting the on the bump tonight. And, of course, Yachty's supposed to be back today, I believe.
That's right.
So
that's good news.
Good news there. All right, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. Find us on Twitter. It is at TheDrive935. Oh, I'm at Lante ESPN. See you.
I'm at D Piper 247. Dramatic pause. The podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Had a kid strike out 10. We had a no-hitter. We had this incredible Padres-Dodgers series where Fernando Tatis just went crazy in that series with the Dodgers. Cubbies, they lose a couple to the Brewers. Cardinals get the sweep. Let's talk some baseball. When we come back, we'll do it next. It is The Drive.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Oh.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Welcome spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. It's the 40th year for this great First Federal tradition. We'll be doing curbside pickup only. Just stay in your vehicle and we'll place your plants inside. No need to get out. Get your two free super fantastic variety tomato plants on Monday, May 3rd at 1311 South Neal Street in Champaign or 301 West Springfield Avenue in Urbana while supplies last, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Get what you want out of life. We look forward to seeing you on Monday, May 3rd. 356bank.com, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What are you getting mom for Mother's Day? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
See, there are nice ways to go about getting your message across instead of just, oh, I'm tired of hearing about your Cardinals or the Cubs or... This was a very nice way of doing it. 217 said, hey, Sox swept Texas. There are a few of us out there who are fans. Congrats to the Cardinals and your spot on with the order. That's a great way of saying, Lon, you idiot. How about mentioning the White Sox? And we were going to because Kopech struck out 10 in the game against the Rangers. The White Sox sweep, that leads us in to some baseball chatter. I know Rick is excited about his Royals. They won again today. They're 14-7. They're playing some baseball down in Kansas City. How many years ago was it that they won? Did they win back-to-back World Series? No.
I don't think it was back-to-back. Was it 2 and 3 years?
Was that what it was? How in the world did the Royals do that? it just seems, I mean, you know how hard it is to win a World Series? We talked about it the other day that the Cardinals
have been around. They went to the World Series in 14-15, and they won in 15.
Okay, so they went back-to-back World Series. Yes. And they won it in 15. Okay, so Kansas City getting it done there with Mike Matheny in tow. Trevor, I've got your mic on, so
You just had to say Mike Matheny, didn't you?
I did. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That's my bad.
It's all good.
Before we deep dive into baseball, Trevor Valise, you went to a movie.
Well, I saw the movie. I didn't go to it.
Oh, I thought you went to it.
No, you asked me if I'd seen that movie.
Oh, did you? Didn't
I mean,
you recently?
I just streamed it.
Okay.
But this was 3 or 4 days ago, yes.
Now, have you been to an actual movie theater?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was hoping to go for Godzilla, but didn't get the chance.
Okay. I totally forgot that we can go to movies again. And I am like, why am I not doing it? Why am I not going to movies? I don't. But you streamed Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, the fellow Saluki. How did you like it?
I loved it.
Did you really?
I love Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, he's so good.
Because Better Call Saul is awesome. He was awesome in Breaking Bad. Plus, you know him. Not really.
No.
We do need to get him on the show.
That would be incredible.
Somehow, some way. He's probably a little busy filming the last season of Better Call Saul. I thought Nobody was awesome. It's horribly violent, so I would not recommend it to any faint of heart people out there. But it was like, it's like John Wick, but if he was your neighbor.
Okay.
This ordinary guy is basically thrust into this situation where he's eventually killing people and there's bazookas and all sorts of things. It's awesome.
I mean, from the sounds of it, the plot sounds a little cheesy. Not going to lie to you.
Who is he? He's like, nobody.
He's nobody. I mean, it's like your little skinny, scrawny neighbor down the street all of a sudden's out like shooting bazookas at guys. So the plot sounded a little strange, but you said you enjoyed it.
You have to suspend your disbelief a little bit.
Fair enough.
Because obviously, guy down the street, Bill, is not going to suddenly be doing that. But there's that explanation.
Makes you look different at Bill, doesn't it?
There's explanation enough as to why he's able to do the things that he's doing, and I really liked it.
Okay.
I think he's extremely underrated.
He's very
good. As an actor.
Good.
Maybe he's not anymore because he's getting roles like this finally,
but
he deserves to be in blockbuster movies if he wants to be.
I agree with you.
He's really good.
He's terrific.
I would recommend this movie. Okay. It was very fun. It's kind of like if you turned on Grand Theft Auto, but then made a movie of it.
Okay.
Just like a bunch of stealing cars, blowing things up, all that stuff.
Well, you got that, and you got Mortal Kombat. Get over here. That's going on right now. Was that Scorpion that would say that? He would shoot you with the whatever that was, like as you were almost, like basically he's pounding you into the ground. And then you'd sit there all dazed, and he'd back away, fire this whatever it is, at you and catch you, and then he'd be like, get over here, and then he'd just pound you into. So I've heard that Mortal Kombat was halfway decent. I don't know that I ever played. I think I played the game one time. Was that more of your era?
Yeah, I never really played it that much either.
Okay, okay. Because their era, it's too young for Trevor.
I was going to say, I was like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy. I don't know about Mortal Kombat.
I think it would be more Derek's era of Mortal Kombat, but certainly, I guess a lot of people are going to see that and they really like it. But I'm ready to get back into a movie theater. Get me some popcorn. You know, I'm overweight, but I always say going to a movie is not good for me because I normally get a Mountain Dew, Milk Duds, and a popcorn and just go at it. I'm just like, you know what? I am just going to go at it and see what happens. All right, so the
well, it would allow you to keep your mask off the movie if you kept having more and more food that you claimed you were trying to eat.
Exactly. All right, Mark and Indy, real quick before we go on to baseball. Does this say anything about Brad, or does it cause a rift between the coaches that they would leave for a similar amount of money despite being the number two team? Now, the thing about Orlando, and we've captured that here on our show, is the fact that he's coached with John Calipari more years than he's coached with Brad Underwood. So I don't know that this is exactly, if O leaves to go to Kentucky, I don't know that this is necessarily, we need to read anything into it that he doesn't like Brad Underwood.
I wouldn't read it that way.
Okay.
No. Oh, you understand, like you said, the backstory, the connection to Cal, and all of that. And it'll be interesting to see what, if that is the way it goes, what O will come out and say, and what, if Chin were to leave as well, what they would say. Everything that I've heard is they don't have any issues with Brad, and they love coaching with him. I have dissected that if O were to leave, based on the working relationship between O and Chin and how they attack recruiting and everything, if O were gone, that would make it tougher on Chin back here. Not to say that, especially with the numbers that Josh Whitman and the donors are throwing around to bring in another really good assistant coach to pair on this staff, but just the relationship that O and Chin have, I think that O leaving would hurt your pull to try to get Chin back. And I don't think it falls back on Brad. But, yeah, you're going to sit there at the end and scratch your head and be like, how did we just have this amazing season, or really good season? It wasn't amazing with losing to Loyola.
No, it wasn't.
But to be a number two team in the country and to feel like you could keep it rolling and lose to those guys potentially, that would be really tough.
Is it fair to say that with Jermaine Hamlin's scholarship now available, and of course we don't know what's going to happen to Kofi, that they are still out there perusing, if you will, the transfer portal. Is Ty Washington the only high school kid that at this point they would try to bring in?
They're out of it with Ty now. Okay. He released his top six, and Illinois didn't even make it.
Here we go.
What?
Can we get him on again? Or did we have his coach on?
We had his coach on.
Can we get him on and say, okay, so.
Now, we have to be explain somewhat the logic. Nice to him because he also coaches AJ Storr.
Oh, okay. All right. Who's tearing it up, isn't
he? Yeah, he's having a great spring.
Okay, so we'll be nice to him. But
like I said, it is Trey Mitchell's another one out there on the transfer portal.
That's right.
There are a few others. Joel and Tobway, who's a big man at UNLV and Texas Tech. In terms of high school, Arthur Kaluma just became available. He's a four-man, top 50 prospect, decommitted officially from UNLV. It's been rumored here the last couple of weeks that he was going to open it up. Over the weekend, he finally got his release from his letter of intent. So that was one that Chin was recruiting prior to his commitment to UNLV. Chin and Illinois will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is Chin going to be at Illinois?
Good call.
And as this drags out, I mean, I'll say the obvious from Illinois' perspective, the longer it drags out and the more uncertainty that is around the program, it could potentially hurt you in terms of bringing in a guy like that.
Yes. I see what you're saying there. It's just so, it's, wow. The whole recruiting thing, it's just so interesting. And you just, especially now with the portal like it is, every year going into a season, you just don't know. Even though Illinois' team next year, especially if DeMonte comes back, there's a lot of familiarity. I mean, if everybody comes back that you're essentially talking about, you're still going to have Grandison, you're still going to have Curbelo. You know, again, if everybody
comes
back.
Coleman Hawkins.
Trent, right. So there's not as much change as you would think. But there again, Io's out for good reasons. Adam's gone. Kofi could be gone. So I guess in a way, if all three of those happen, which we're two out of three there, it's like betting that parlay when you hit the first two and you're like, oh boy. I mean, if that happens, that I guess there would be some big time change.
It's just that weird circumstance where your assistant coaches are now in the transfer portal, essentially.
Right.
Where they're not officially gone, but they're talking to Kentucky and they're entertaining those offers there. And just for it to, when's the last time, and I'd have to dig it up, and I'm not that familiar with it, but for a program, especially coming off of, I mean, you would want two assistants off of a team that's winning a lot of games. You're not going to go to wherever it may be and say, we want two off your staff at Penn State or
exactly.
Wherever it may be.
I see
no slight on Brian Snow's at Penn State now. but to take the two top assistants from one school in one offseason and go to the same place,
that
when does that happen?
I don't know that it ever happened. Now, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I mean, I could see two assistants leaving and going to different schools, but to go to the same school, that is strange. Once again, as people like to put it, Illinois can't have nice things. I mean, you're talking about you finally make a tournament, and even that comes crashing down in round two, and then all of a sudden, your top two assistants are getting picked apart. I don't know. That doesn't sound fun to me
at
all.
Did I say it's going to be a long week? It's going to be a long week.
So basically, we can quit talking about Illinois basketball until the end of the week. And Friday, we don't have a show.
Okay.
By the way.
Oh, boy.
So.
Wait, on the decisive day of all of this, we're not going to have it?
We may not have a show. Well, not we may not. We were not. Cardinals play early that day. I guess we could convince Stevie to let us come on for a little bit if everything blows up, but I don't know. We're going to, by the way, tomorrow, who do we have on tomorrow? That is.
That would be Renner.
Mike Renner.
Mike Renner for NFL draft preview.
Okay. And then.
Possibly.
Marty Simmons.
Right.
The EIU basketball coach. I haven't heard yet from Rich Moser on that. And then Wednesday, we've got.
Aaron Lemming.
Right. Talk about the Bears.
Talk Bears draft.
Okay.
And then Chris Block, right?
Yeah. He's our resident horse racing. He was going to join us. Of course, he always joins us Friday, but we don't have a show. Then he was going to join us Thursday, but he actually has two horses racing down at Churchill Downs on Thursday, and he can't figure out a time to make that happen because they literally race during our show. So we're going to go ahead and do our Kentucky Derby preview on Wednesday for that. So that's going to be pretty fun as well. So we got some good stuff coming up, including Kevin Wheeler at the top of next hour. Now, we were going to talk baseball, and I'm finally getting to it. Did any of you guys see Kopech and how good he looked in striking out 10 for the White Sox? I did not. I know Derek didn't. He's doing domestic things at his house right now.
No, I did text you guys.
You did.
So I'll take a little bit of credit. Like, hey, I'm looking for Kopech.
You totally
K-props.
Did.
K-props.
Yep.
Called it.
Because I'm looking to back the Sox, especially the first five, if you're really into betting. First five innings.
Boom.
When he's on the mound, because he's not throwing six or seven yet. They're building up his stamina.
Got it.
He's got lights out stuff.
He must.
Like, he's a flamethrower, big piece of that Chris Sale deal along with Moncada. Missed all of 19 with Tommy John and sat out 20, and now he's back, and he started in the bullpen. But that dude, as he builds it up to get in that rotation, which I'm assuming, I mean, he's starting now.
Yeah.
Gio at the top, Lance Lynn when he comes back, and Kopech somewhere in there. That's a really talented trio.
And when they get the left fielder back, why can't I think of his name?
Eloy.
Eloy, when he comes back.
Late in the year.
That White Sox team. Man, would they be the favorite to get to the World Series in the AL? I mean, right now, as you look at the American
right
League.
Right now, yeah.
Because in the NL, obviously, it's nailing down essentially to be a showdown between the Padres and Dodgers again. So
the Yankees have really struggled. The Twins have struggled a lot. The Astros haven't been as good either.
Oakland's been
no one's really. Yeah, Oakland got red hot. Yeah. Every year they win at least 10 in a row. What is up with that?
I don't know. It's the Walt Weiss thing.
I don't think anyone's fully buying the Red Sox.
Mm-mm. No.
So yeah, I would look at the White Sox, and they still haven't.
And they're not even leading their division.
Yeah, they haven't figured it all out yet. Moncada's got to get it going. Abreu hasn't been at his peak yet, but they've got a lot of there's fun to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk Padres and Dodgers, but the White Sox are up there in the conversation of as fun of a team to watch in baseball.
That would be fun. All right, how about Dodgers-Padres? Fernando Tatis Jr. hits 5 home runs. Trevor Valise, you'll like this, you young kids. Trevor Bauer came out and said, I'm absolutely fine with Fernando Tatis celebrating. Even though the series had tons of, I mean, it was every time I checked Twitter or whatever, it was tied. The games seemed like it was tied every time. They were a lot of one-run games. Padres, of course, win 3 of 4. Did the Dodgers take 2 of 3, I believe, in the first three, and then the Padres took 3 of 4 in their in the last four, if you will. And again, Tatis with 5 home runs in the series. How fun is that starting to become out in San Diego? I mean, or out in the West. I mean, you got the Padres get Yu Darvish, and who's the other pitcher they picked up?
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell. And then L.A., like they really needed to do this, countered with Trevor Bauer, the Cy Young winner in the NL. I mean, that is just some fun baseball out there.
It's awesome. I mean, so much talent. Tatis, one of the main stars in the game right now on the cover of MLB The Show. He's not having the bias effect like last year. I just had to throw that in there. It's great. It's great for the game, which I know sounds cliche.
I know.
But it's new because we saw for years when Yankees Red Sox is on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yep.
And you knew it was going to be a good game and have a lot of, you know, boppers in the order, and it was going to be entertaining baseball, but there was something repetitive about it, especially as in the Midwest, like, oh, Yankees, Red
Sox.
Here
we
go. Again,
yep.
On Sunday Night Baseball. This has got that new flair with the Padres in particular. I know the Dodgers have some repetitiveness now that they've
been
to the World Series a handful of times here recently.
Finally won it.
Yeah. But I think the Padres really have a chance to make a run of the Dodgers when it comes postseason time. Now, you see the way it's going back and forth in the regular season. That's not necessarily a hot take, but to stack up Darvish at the top. Darvish and Bauer, as Trevor well knows, were 1 and 2 in the Cy Young voting last year. You've got Snell, Kershaw, Musgrove had the no-hitter, and he's pitched really well for the Padres. Urias is good on the Dodgers side. I don't know when Clevinger's coming back for the Padres, but they've got a lot of very good arms there.
In that, and I think these series, I think, are ultra important, and here's why. The Dodgers went and won the World Series. They were there, I think, 2 years ago, right? Then they won it last year. And then they go out and they add, like, a Trevor Bauer. They keep Justin Turner. They've still got, who's the center field? Mookie
Betts.
They
got Mookie. They got Seager.
Yeah, they've got so much talent, and you sit there and think, I don't know that anybody can beat them. And then all of a sudden, baby brother over here, San Diego, who used to be good when I was younger, now all of a sudden they go and counter with you and Snell, and they've got not only the brashness to go out and absolutely stand toe-to-toe with L.A. and say, I know you're good. We give you respect, but so are we, and we're not going away. And I think a series like this where San Diego takes 3 or 4 from L.A., that's kind of a quick little salvo saying, hey, by the way, we'll see you in October, and we're not backing down, and we're not going anywhere.
And these two teams met in the NLDS last year.
Yes.
And I think there was at least one fight. Or at least benches clearing something.
Okay.
So you know it's not super friendly. Dave Roberts, didn't he like go after the Padres manager? It was either last year or the year before.
That's right.
He like charged at him. Now, I don't know if that's still the Padres manager because now they have Tingler. That may have been Andy Green. I can't remember.
I think it was Green.
In any case, there's clearly a budding rivalry. I mean, these teams, remember when... what's his face? Quentin charged Greinke, wasn't it? Or no, maybe it wasn't Greinke. It was somebody and like lowered a shoulder into him and they started brawling in like 2010 or 11. I mean, these two teams do have a rivalry. And I just love the personalities on both sides.
Oh, my.
I mean, I'm not a huge Bauer guy.
Right.
Sometimes he needs to just shut up. He doesn't need to make like a YouTube video breakdown of absolutely everything he's ever done.
Exactly.
But I do love that. He's able to, because in spring training, he did the thing where he messed around and pitched with one eye closed, which, like, whatever. And then Tatis hits a home run off him and then trots around the bases holding a hand over one of his eyes.
As oh, wow.
Saying, like, here's your eye closed right back at you. But what I like about that is the annoying thing, sort of like Rizzo standing over the plate, getting hit, and then going, ah!
Yeah.
That, what's annoying about that is then normally the pitcher, Bauer, in that instance would say, hey, man, how dare you, and start a fight. It's like, yeah, but you invited it upon yourself by pitching with an eye closed.
That's exactly
so
right.
So what I liked about it was he just came out and said, hey, he hit a home run off of me. He can do it.
He did his thing.
So that was nice to hear.
I agree.
And Tatis is just ridiculous.
My goodness.
I mean, 5 home runs in 3 games.
Mm.
And the comeback last night was ridiculous. They were down 7-1 going into the 7th inning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they end up winning 8-7 in extras.
Unbelievable. And if you're a team like the Cardinals or the Cubs and you're staring ahead, knowing you're probably in the first round, if you make the playoffs, going to face either the Dodgers or the Padres, like the Cardinals did last year. Then again,
what a prize that'll be.
Then again, they're not quite the Marlins of last year, are they?
All right. This does, I will say, this does have a bit of a Cubs-Cardinals 2015 type feel where like the Cubs have been baby brother forever.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you start to like win 3 out of 4 against them in a heated series. I remember Molina got ejected.
Yeah.
Matheny got ejected and the Cubs won, I think, 3 of 4.
That's a good call.
And that was sort of like, not that the Padres are going to actually usurp the Dodgers, but it was just one of those moments where it felt like, wow, like we've arrived as an actual team and you can stop poking the bear.
That's a great analogy. All right, Kevin Wheeler, Camo X, coming up to talk some more baseball at 5:05. Derek's going to do some work here. He's got a job to do.
This hour of the drive is brought to you by Rector Construction. Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, or modeling company in Central Illinois. With the weather getting warmer, darn near 80 degrees today, it's time to think about your roof. This is the year to have your roof inspected, maybe even replaced. And you can trust the team at Rector Construction to do that for you. Their key mission is giving back to the community. Call or text Rector today, 217-281-7000, or visit them online at rectorconstruction.com. That's 281-7000, or online at rectorconstruction.com.
Baseball with Kevin Wheeler. We're off a little early next hour as well for Cardinals baseball. A lot to do, though. Stick with us. It is the drive.